I'm at Rainbow Community Centre with David Aston, the treasurer, and we're outside in the garden. It's just stopped raining, and David's going to show me around and tell me about all of the fantastic things that have been happening in the garden and how the community centre are going to use them. So, David, we're standing by an area with some fantastic pots and a new decking area with a table. Do you hope that community centre users are going to be using that?
Well, we're hoping that it's a facility for everyone from the centre, particularly when it's a nice day, unlike today. The doors will be open and they can move from the centre out into the garden. We've got the benches and the tables there, and there's a barbecue. The thing that I think needs credit for is the two lads who virtually constructed this by themselves. If you could have seen it before they started work and have a look at it now, it's a tremendous credit for them. And they've done this for the community centre, so thanks to them.
You must be very pleased. So if we take a wander down to the vegetable plot, and just to explain as well, the funding to do this garden has come through the East Coastley Big Local Community Chest Grants. And the idea is that we're going to have some kind of open day where local people from all over Coastley and around Rainbow Community Centre can come and give their ideas for what they'd like to see here. But I think we're already seeing some of the things they'd like to see here, because there's actually some vegetables growing in some raised beds. So how do you hope the vegetable growing and the produce will be used, David?
Well, the vegetable produce itself, assuming it's going to be successful, and it's showing every signs of being so at the moment, hopefully we've got a good facilities at the centre. There's a good kitchen there, and we get people cooking, you know, another diversity. So as well as the gardening, we'll have the cookery class going. The veg themselves, from the beds that you can see here, they've decided to do raised beds so that the more disabled members at least can come along and have a look at it. But the veg itself, yeah, we're hoping we shall get some results from it.
Excellent. So let's have a look what we've got. Can you just tell me, I think I can identify most things, just give us an idea of what we've got in at the moment.
Well, at the moment we've got there's a herb garden there. So there's several types of herbs, as you can see. Then we come on to some strawberries. So that should be doing well. Lettuces, obviously, they're doing well. Sweet corn, struggling a wee bit, but hopefully they will pick up. Then you've got some peas coming along here. So what they've done at the moment, again, this is mainly the two lads who have driven this. They've got a variety of vegetables and a few of each type. So here we've got peas, we've got runner beans here. Those are doing quite well. Tomatoes, if the weather holds up later in the year, stands a good chance of getting some results from the tomatoes. It is a dodgy crop, so, you know. But hopefully they'll get some results from that. These are chilies and aubergines. Pushing your luck a bit here, but they might come along, you know. Courgettes, of course, they do well. So they look quite small at the moment, but they will grow into quite a big...
You might get some marrows if you're not careful.
Well, if you leave them, they'll certainly get the marrows from them. But the idea is to pick them nice and young. So, you know, they're looking healthy, looking good. Broad beans, got a variety of those. Then you've got your... These are... Now, is that either a kale or... Yeah, it could be kale. So you've got your... There's the Swedes over there.
That looks like rhubarb.
Yeah, there's a rhubarb growing well.
Oh, and broccoli.
Look, needs time to settle in the rhubarb there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the onions, of course, those are doing quite well. It's interesting because the two lads did most of the planting here with a little bit of guidance, but they're learning as they go along. For instance, all the onions were bunched up. Well, of course, you had to gently hint to move them apart a wee bit. Now they're nice apart. They should grow well.
I can see some carrot tops appearing as well.
Carrots coming well there, and he's got parsnips in here. And, of course, finally, the potatoes. And again, they're doing quite well. So there you are, that's a good variety.
Thank you.
We've also now got the greenhouse going. We had a